deal with airplane peanuts.
We just got back from Paris Fashion Week, men's Fashion Week. Yo, we're different now, man.
The posters are going up. Funny business.
I've never liked the French, I'll be honest with you. If you put 70 French people in front of me, I don't like them.
All the comics go on, it's fucking funny, it's interesting, it's different.
I look like I run a bathhouse and then I'm an art dealer at night, so.
I look like a bisexual mafia boss right now.
You just grab everybody's dick.
Paris Fashion Week ended on Sunday with the final show stacked to the brim with some of our favorite comedians. Theo Von, Andrew Schultz, Andrew Santino, Stavros Halkias, Jeff Ross, Matteo Lane, and more all hit the runway to tell some jokes and model the newest fashion line from Kids Super.
So this thing came out of nowhere, right? Get invited to go to France. And you know, I don't like the French. You know it. If you had to pick six things I don't like, the French would be four of them. And so I got invited. They were doing a comedy fashion show, this fella Kid Super. And at first they said Kid Super. I thought it was one of, you know, like a Make-A-Wish fella. So, you know, sometimes you get those, you know, they got that 40-year-old in a cape or something and he's, you know, he wants to jump out of a window or whatever and they won't let him because he's, you know, he's mentally, he's really, you know, because the devil tickled him whenever he was being made or whatever and he's not well. But it wasn't.
So last week was Men's Fashion Week in Paris, which is an event held every year that's basically just like the Super Bowl for rich metrosexuals and usually has nothing to do with comedy. That all changed on Sunday, though, when designer Kid Super put on a fashion show full of comedians who walked down the runway modeling his new designs and then performed stand-up comedy jokes lightly roasting the clothes.
His own show, the Kid Super Show, where he basically has a bunch of comics wearing the clothes. It's not the traditional models, you know. There were Santino's out there, Stavros was out there, Theo Von was out there.
Jeff Ross,
Matteo,
Yvonne.
Orgy, she's great.
Yeah, she was great. Awesome. And
Ferry, he's a French comedian.
Ferry was a French comedian, exactly. Yeah,
and
then,
Balvin.
You know, Jay Balvin came and did a joke.
That's
like,
amazing.
Yeah, and then Tyra hosted.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I knew Tyra was there.
And then I was on the show, obviously, as well. And then, like doing that and like transforming what one of these fashion shows can be, like it was by far the just most unique way of delivering the show.
Yeah.
And basically when you look at all these other fashion shows, you're basically trying to go, what's the obstacle course for these emaciated people to walk around in?
Yeah.
That's the challenge. It's like, do they walk around in nothing? Do they walk around on water? Do they walk around in a house? Like, what is it? And he was just like, nah, we're not doing it with models. We're going to have these comedians go up there.
Including comics and Fashion Week to show off your new designs is already a sick idea, but when you really think about it, take it one step farther. The audience that got to see these guys all on one show performing live stand-up, that's absurd for them. What a show. Theo Von, Andrew Schultz, Andrew Santino, Stavros, Jeff Ross. If all these guys came together and announced a European tour together, the demand for those tickets would be instantly through the roof. They'd probably end up playing arenas or at least huge theaters.
The theater held like 1,300.
Which you didn't know.
I didn't know. I thought it was going to be 50 people.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
Me too. So I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to make fun of this motherfucker in front of his friends and like these high fashion people and then whatever. And then I found out the night before it's in this beautiful fucking theater. I was like, oh, I got to like write some jokes for this shit. Like this is going to be a real thing that I got to succeed. We go outside of the fucking show before it starts. There's 5,000 people that are trying to get into the venue.
Oh,
the police are called. It's barricaded. There's fist fights in the street, like fashion fist fights, which is hilarious, right? Like dudes with nails and shit scratching each other. Like, it is crazy, okay? They gotta barricade the venue so people don't go in. They have to bring down those metal things
like,
that they're
like
in front
the
of
closed
the
gates
days.
To protect
yo,
it.
Yo,
and the venue was like,
crazy.
We're not doing this shit.
The venue said no.
It.
The venue's like, we can't hold this many people. The fire department is getting called.
Shit,
they thought
right?
The show would get canceled for a second because it was just so packed.
And then you have to think like
best case scenario.
No,
yes.
Assuming no one gets hurt. But
okay,
yeah.
Yes, for sure. But remember, the people that you want in that show are the writers from Vogue and from Women's Wear Daily and buyers for all these places because you want our boy to get the, you know, get the press and get this. And they're coming from another show all over, so they're showing up and it's 5,000 people outside.
Best possible thing that could ever happen is all those people
to
get into a show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the best.
I told Mark before the show even started, I was like, Mark, it would be awesome if we all went up and killed. Do you know it would be better? if this show never fucking happened. Because 5,000 people tried to break into it, and it was just absolute mayhem. It's like, well, what is it? Why is there so much energy around Kiss Hooper?
As far as the actual performances go, each comedian was instructed to walk out on stage like a model and then perform a few minutes of stand-up lightly roasting fashion or the fashion industry. Obviously, a lot of people in the crowd are in the fashion industry, and not every comedian had clothing-related jokes already worked out and ready to go, so there's definitely some pressure on these guys to rise to the occasion, which it sounds like they did.
This was the most nervous that I'd been to do comedy in a long time because, for one, people are coming to they judge clothing. I mean, this is like fancy people. This is like the fanciest people. Everybody has a blog. Everybody has a web page. Everybody has a lawyer. It's people like that. And so you get, it's like, I knew these people were going to be, are judgmental about clothes anyway. They're here to judge clothing all week. So if you throw in an outlier, like a comedian who's coming in, who's not even part of their world, we're the easiest thing for them to hate on. Oh, I can hate on this guy. Oh, easy. Done. Comedian, done. So I was like, oh, these MFers, man. And it was rich people, bro. And I don't like the rich, man. I've said it and you know it.
The crazy thing was not knowing what the audience was. I was like, do these motherfuckers speak English? Are they kids super specific fans? Are they fashion fans? Like, because I wanted to make some jokes about fashion. Mm-hmm. Because when will I ever have the opportunity to do that? Mm-hmm. Like, kind of specific nuance shit.
Yeah.
So.
But a too cool show typically is not good.
Typically, but that's why it was the frenzy. People got in. I think they're already more geeked because they're like, point.
They felt like they're.
So it's a hotter crowd and they're more willing to laugh because, like, I'm going to enjoy this shit that much more because they couldn't get in and I could.
Personally, I wanted to hear what comedy fans thought of these Fashion Week cameos, so I put up this poll on our second channel, Clip World, asking people to decide who had the best fit between Stavros, Theo Von, Andrew Santino, and Andrew Schultz. The results were not even close. Theo Von won in a landslide with 56% of the vote, followed by Stavros with 24%, Andrew Santino with 13% of the vote, and coming in last was Andrew Schultz with just 7%.
I don't know much about fashion. You know that. I mean, look at me. There you go. And you know I don't. You know, I got 3 pairs of pants. I wear one of them all the time. This is it. These little camo deals. It's paper thin, but they're nice. From North Face, and I like them. But anyway, we get invited to this thing, and they said it's going to be, I mean, you're wearing, I mean, some of the linen, it's just damn fresh silk. I mean, you could smell a spider's asshole on it.
At the end of the day, it seems like this event was a huge success for everyone involved. Whenever comedians can be celebrated in a mainstream light like this, I feel like it's good for comedy in general. These guys all got a nice write-up about them in Vogue, got to travel to Paris for free, and got to party with Kodak Black afterwards, which is pretty sweet. That does it for this video. As always, thank you so much for watching, and we'll be back again Monday with some more comedy news. If you didn't get a chance to vote on the Clip World poll, comment on this video who you think had the best Fashion Week fit. I personally still think it was Theo. Also, shout out to Ted for this new sign.